Email Podcast. I'm Jamie, the Community Relations Specialist here at the library, and today I'm here with Amy, who works in Children's Services, Erin, who works in Young Adult Services, and Megan, who works in Adult Services. How are you gals doing today?
Good!
Doing great!
We are so excited about summer reading. It starts this week. It's a very exciting time in the library world because summer reading is a great opportunity for all ages to read. And all you have to do is read and you can collect prizes along the way. So summer reading kicks off on June 15th and it runs through August 17th. All you have to do in between that time is read up to 45 days and complete summer reading. So we've got great prizes for everybody. Adults can actually have a treasure chest this year, so if they complete level two, we wanted adults to get in on the fun, right?
That's fair. Adults deserve prizes too.
And treasure chests.
They do. It's not just kids who like treasure chests. So the adults get to pick from a couple different prizes, a coffee mug, a chip clip, a jar opener, or a screen cleaner or eyeglass cleaner. So those are always
very useful things.
Yeah. Adults need these kind of things.
We do.
So it's not like bubbles, but it's kind of like the adult version of bubbles. So those are the adult prizes. Amy, do you want to talk a little bit about kid prizes?
The kid prizes, the three level of prizes, the first level, you're going to get a color changing cup. So when it starts out one color and when you put something cold in it, it goes to another color. And there's three different color combos, I guess.
Right.
The second level prize, you're going to get to choose a book to keep forever. And then the third level prize, you're going to get another book and a ticket to Jimmy John's Field. And then I think we also have free entries into Jungle Java, but I'll be honest, I don't remember what prize level you get those at.
Well, it'll be a surprise,
right?
Which is always exciting, right? And Erin, the teens get some cool stuff too, right?
Yes. So I'm really excited. We are bringing back grab bags, but we're kind of changing up a little bit. We're having a lot more gift cards and things like free games to Zap Zone, things like that. So for our first 15 days, you'll get a grab bag, and we do have a lot of candy in that, but we also are considerate of teens that have braces or sugar-free, and we also have grab bags that just don't have candy in them, too. So then under the second prize, after 30 days, you get another grab bag, and then at 45 days, you get a free book, which is new this year. You get a ticket to Jimmy John's Fields, you get a raffle entry into the grand prize drawing, and you get an invitation to our teen summer finale party, which is really great. We feed you so much pizza.
Can I come?
Yeah. If you want to volunteer, we'll feed you pizza. We always have leftovers. I'm excited this year. I was like, we are doing an ice cream sundae bar.
Nice.
So that's the new addition. But there's all kinds of games and prizes that you get only for attending the party.
And can I interject, because I forgot, for the kids, we also have a grand prize drawing at the end. If you finish all 45 days, your name goes into a drawing, and one kid will win a Nintendo Switch and Mario Kart 8 to go along with it.
Awesome.
Mm. Adults also have a chance to win gift cards.
They do, yes. There's a gift card for level 15 days. So the very first level, if you read 15 days, you get entered into a drawing for a gift card. And then the grand prize for the grown-ups is actually a $100 Visa gift card. And you win a bag full of everything in the treasure chest, plus a CMPL t-shirt.
So
it doesn't get much better than that for the grown-ups. We also have a prize for people who register early. So if you register by June 30th, you are eligible to be entered into our drawing for a family four-pack to Jimmy John's Field. So a lot of fun baseball this summer, and it'll be a really exciting time for summer reading. We love summer reading. It helps children to maintain their reading level over the summer. Adults and grandparents can set a great example by showing children and teens that reading is really important, and you know, to just make it a part of your everyday life. So to that end, we've got some recommendations to share with you all for all ages. Amy, do you want to talk a little bit about what kids can read this summer?
I will. So I am starting out with a couple of picture books. The first one I'm going to talk about is called The Happy Book and Other Feelings by Andy Rash. I love this book. It is about a camper who is happy as a clam and a clam who is a happy camper. And they are, of course, best friends. So they start out in the happy book when the happy camper eats the entire cake that Clam makes. So Clam no longer wants to stay in the happy book because now he's sad. So he goes through a door in the page to the sad book, where we meet a new character, the trombone. Get it? The sad trombone. Yes. Eventually, we go through some other books and meet other characters. There's Wet Hen in the Angry book, and Cat is in the Scared book, until everyone decides that there is no one book for all of them until they simply go through another page into the Feelings book. The pictures in this book are super fun and detailed enough that young readers will want to go back and look at each page to see what they missed. Plus, each feeling book has a different prominent color throughout. So in addition to a great lesson on emotions and navigating them, there are more ways to use this book to talk to your young child and just have a great reading experience.
Sounds like fun.
It is. It's a really funny book.
Okay, I'm going to talk about, I have a list of 10 hot reads, and I probably won't get to all of them, but that means that you should come into the library and get our YA Hot Reads Summer 2019 list.
Good plug, Erin, good plug.
Exactly. So, and these will be on display probably the beginning of July. The list will be available before that, and the books are available before that, but, you know, we want to make sure that we have the Pride display up for June. So the first two that I want to discuss are With the Fire on High by Elizabeth Acevedo. This is her second book, and you guys might be familiar with her first title, The Poet X. So I think the best way to consume this is actually with the audio, because Elizabeth reads these books herself. And I absolutely love books that are read by the author. So this is a story about a teenage girl who... she already has a little girl at this point. She got pregnant in her freshman year of high school, and she's balancing motherhood, graduating, she's in her senior year of high school, and her love of cooking. And she's worried that she, instead of following her dreams and being able to go to culinary school, that she will just have to get a job after school to provide for her daughter. It's very lyrical and beautiful. And it's urban fiction and poetry all wrapped together. It's a really beautiful book. The second book is We Contain Multitudes by Sarah Henstra. I am listening to this right now, and it's actually about two boys that start out as pen pals for a high school English assignment, and they're complete opposites. One loves poetry, Walt Whitman, he's gay, he's very, you know, himself. And the other boy is a repeat senior in high school who is an athlete, who both these boys have, you know, common misconceptions about who they really are. And they really learn who each other is in these letters to each other. The audiobook is really great. They have two people that read both parts, and they read the letters back and forth. And I think that adds a lot of depth and personality. And I should mention really quickly that we have all of these titles not only in print in the library, but accessible on OverDrive as well.
That's always nice for travel.
Yes. Yeah. So if you're traveling, you can find some really great YA audio and ebooks. Let's go to Megan.
Cool. All right. The first book that I'm going to recommend is a follow-up to a book that came out last year. I've read them both, and they are romance books. If you've listened to other of our podcasts, I was excited to read The Bride Test, and I did read it when it came out, and it was just as cute, escapism, fun as I hoped and expected. If you don't remember when I talked about it before, The Bride Test is by Helen Huang, and it is... the story of a woman who is a woman named Esme, who cleans hotels in Vietnam, and she randomly meets this American, Vietnamese American woman who says, "You should be my son's wife." And she says, "That seems weird, but it seems like a good opportunity. What does she have to lose?" So she comes to the U.S. to meet. This is a romance book. We're going along with it. You have to be able to suspend your disbelief.
It's kind of like Married at First Sight a little bit.
It is.
I can already tell it's the perfect beach read.
It is. Yes. It is very easy to pick up and put down and get lost in for a few minutes before your kid needs something or whatever. Sure. So she does come to the U.S. to sort of have a trial period. They're not going to get married right away. The twist is that the son, the woman that Esme, or the man that Esme is supposed to marry, if it works out, is autistic. And this is known, but Esme doesn't really have a lot of notion of what that means. So she comes at the relationship and she comes at getting to know Kai from sort of a unique perspective. You know, she doesn't have any expectations of what he should or shouldn't be like, and he has never had a relationship before. So they're both interested in getting to know each other, but don't have any real frame of reference for how to do that. So it's neat to watch them fall in love, of course, because it's a romance book, and get to know each other and learn how to navigate each other. Because isn't that what we all want? Just someone to love us for who we really are without having to change or be someone else. So as I said, it is fun, escapist. It is a little racy, so I would recommend it for adults.
The kiss quotient, right?
Correct.
So in the first book, her female character had autism.
That's so right. And if you haven't read the first one, it's not a problem. Kai, the main character in The Bride Test, is Michael, the main character from the first book's cousin, but they don't really interact, so you won't have missed anything.
They stand alone. The books stand alone.
Yeah. And even the way Kai in the second book and Stella in the first book deal with their, I don't know, what is it, neuroatypicalness, is different. So it's just people are different. You gotta get to know them individually. But it was cute, fun, fast read.
Sounds nice. Like a great summer book.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to take a moment to introduce you to a digital service available through the Clinton Macomb Public Library. Freegal is the library's downloadable music and streaming program. You get to download 5 songs each week to keep forever. No need to return. You also get 3 hours of free streaming every day. Get started at cmpl.org.
My turn.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yes, I do. So my next picture book that I want to talk about is High Five by Adam Rubin and illustrated by Daniel Salmieri. This is the team that brought us the ever popular Dragons Love Tacos and Dragons Love Tacos 2. They are back with High Five. And I really think the first page is a good summary of the entire story. It goes like this. A high five is a handy way for happy friends to shout hooray, a special slap to celebrate when everything is going great. But there's a contest held each year where high five fans from far and near all press their palms against the rest to see whose high five is best. So we've read this book out loud at many story times since it's come out, and kids will be high-fiving by the end of it. They'll try and develop their own high-five style and their own sort of finesse that the book talks about. So in the book, we're soon taken through this super fun contest that has a kid going against many different animals, each bringing their own style and finesse to this universal greeting. It's really just a fast, fabulous book to read before bed or any other time. It's super fun, and this combination of author and illustrator has never ever missed, and they don't miss here either. It's just a great combination of author and illustrator doing what they do best.
They do like Those Darn Squirrels and
That was Ruben. I'm not positive if Salmieri
really
illustrated
like
those, but
it's a party with
raccoon. Yeah, it's adorable.
Well, you've got the book sitting on the table, and I love the cover. Like, I can tell the illustrations are just very interesting. It kind of looks like colored pencil.
There's a bear and a gorilla that just have everybody laughing, and the use of color is really excellent. It's just an incredibly fun book for summer, especially for kids about the 4 to 5 age who are going to be going into school and learning that. You know, we don't kiss and hug, but we can give high fives in the classroom. So it's a fun book.
Cool.
Now I keep forgetting. Now to Erin.
Well, I'm super pumped because I am talking about sci-fi fantasy next.
Nice.
So one of the upcoming books, well, actually it has been released. It's called Stepsister by Jennifer Donnelly. And it is a darker original version of Cinderella, told from the viewpoint of one of the stepsisters. So this is good fairy tale if you like things like The Hazelwood by Melissa Albert or the Cruel Prince series by Holly Black. And the third one is coming out this fall. Then there's also Aurora Rising by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff. This is a sci-fi title. And you might be really familiar with this duo because they wrote the Illuminae Files, which is amazing in audio form. There's a lot of sound effects. I think it translates better to audio than reading because there's a lot of dossiers, there's a lot of things that are blacked out that you don't need when you listen to it, and maybe cause a little more confusion when you actually read it. So this is their new series, the first book in the series. It's about 18-year-old Tyler Jones, top graduate of Aurora Academy, and a group of misfits and troublemakers. They embark on their first mission with Ari, a stowaway from the distant past. So this promises really good excitement and adventures in space. And then we have Nocturna by Maya Montaigne, and she is a new debut author. There's a lot of buzz about this book. It's a fantasy, and they said it's sweeping epic, and it's going to be a trilogy. It's set in a stunning world inspired by the author's Dominican heritage, and it's about a face-changing thief and a risk-taking prince who must team up to defeat a powerful evil they have accidentally unleashed. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to reading that. The last one I want to mention is actually one of our two graphic novels, and it is called Crowded. It's by Christopher Sabella, and it is actually set in the near-distant future, and it's about basically this crowdfunding app that people can, instead of on the dark web to do this, they can do this on the regular internet. They can put a hit out on you, and people have 30 days to try to kill you. They don't succeed, then the hit is called off. But of course, there's this new app called like Protector, and you can hire somebody to protect your life for those 30 days. So it's really futuristic and really interesting. The person that she hires to protect her, Vita, is like my favorite character. Even though it seems pretty grim, it's a really exciting book to get through. You really want to find out what happens. And this is just the first volume. So the 30 days isn't up at the end of the first volume. So you got to keep reading the series to find out what happens.
It sounds a little like Black Mirror. You know, like the futuristic kind of.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I also feel like this is a good time to do our librarian spiel that graphic novels are real books and you should be letting your kids and teens read them because there's just as much plot and character development, and they just happen to be written in a way that your kid wants to read, and you should support that.
Absolutely.
Because summer reading is about reading whatever you want.
Exactly.
That's right. The act of reading is more important than what you're reading.
And I would say, too, adults, feel free to jump on in. We've got some graphic novels downstairs, but some of the ones in the kids and teens sections are lots of fun, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would encourage every adult to read Real Friends by Shannon Hale. It's just a trip down nostalgia lane. It's fabulous. You'll laugh. You'll cry. And it's written for fourth graders, but I promise you'll love it.
Yeah, you don't have to convince me. I'm on the grade graphic novels committee this year, so I'm reading hundreds of graphic novels right now.
Nice. You're lucky.
And I will have, hopefully in the future podcast, we can talk about the titles that made the final list, because I'm kind of obsessed with a lot of things that I'm reading right now.
Nice.
Cool.
On to Megan.
All right. Well, the next couple books that I'm going to talk about, I have not read yet because they haven't come out yet. But they are going to be on our hot reads table. When you come into the main library, right near the information desk are always some books that we have chosen, books that have buzz or books that we're expecting to be popular over the summer. And I am really looking forward to these two. And in fact, I'm already on the holds list for them so that I can be sure that they don't fly off the table before I get a chance to read them.
The best way to ensure you get the book you want is to place a hold.
Place a hold early. So the first one comes out in June. It actually comes out next week. And it's called The Last House Guest by Megan Miranda. This is Megan Miranda's third mystery. And I read one by her, The Perfect Stranger, and I thought that book was a totally propulsive thriller mystery. I read it so fast because I just wanted to know what happened. And I have high hopes for The Last House Guest. The setup is somewhat similar. It's two girls who were friends. One of them is missing, and the other friend investigates on her own. She has to investigate on her own because the police come to suspect her in this disappearance. So in that way, the setup is somewhat similar to The Perfect Stranger, which also covered two girls who were friends. One of them is missing. The other one investigates. And it comes out next week, and I'm looking forward to another page-turning mystery. The other one comes out in July, and it's a second book by Lori Gelman. Very different. The first one was called Class Mom, and it literally made me laugh out loud. Class Mom in this book is Jen Dixon. Jen Dixon is doing the mom thing for the second time around, but it's her first time as a suburban mom. The first time she was on the road with the band, and she has two girls who are now in college. She's not really sure whose dad is whose, but now she's doing it as a wife and a mother, and she's gotten roped into being the class mom, but her perspective is very different than some of the other moms she comes across in the class and in the PTA. And You've Been Volunteered, which comes out in July, follows her exploits as a snarky, sarcastic, somewhat jaded mother as she continues volunteering in her suburban Kansas school. And like I said, it made me laugh out loud, because sometimes you just gotta laugh. You just gotta laugh when they want you to bring in cupcakes or not cupcakes or whatever.
I always actually just say to Jamie, I was like, I need to find my other PTO moms, the ones that are like me.
Yeah. Well, I can't say that I would be like Jen, but I appreciate reading her emails as a bystander.
That's fair. That's fair. Her revolutionary style.
Yes.
And now for a word about Overdrive, Clinton Macomb Public Library's ebook and audiobook program. Overdrive allows you to browse, check out, and download material from the library 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now, with the new Libby app, access to ebooks and audiobooks through Overdrive has never been easier. Get started at cmpl.org.
All right, so it's my turn, right? Yes. I keep saying that I'm going to get through a CMPL podcast and not talk about Harry Potter.
Not today.
Today is not that day, ladies. It is just not that day. So there's a new book that just came out called Calling All Witches, The Girls Who Left Their Mark on the Wizarding World. And it's just so cool. Like, as a mom of a six-year-old girl and a huge Harry Potter fan myself, I've always said that the Harry Potter series should really just be named Hermione Saves the Boys, Agreed. Books numbers 1 through 7. So this is absolutely right up my alley. There are chapters devoted to specific witches like Hermione and Luna and Ginny and Professor McGonagall and more. And then there are chapters devoted to groups of witches like the women who ran Hogwarts, the women of Dumbledore's army, the villains. And this book covers the girls and women both in Harry Potter and in the Fantastic Beasts series. So everyone is included. And we learn a lot about a lot of the different witches in this world that J.K. Rowling created. So there's special quotes from each of them, key moments in their journey, and just so many fun facts that as a huge Harry Potter fan, you're amazed that you don't know them, and they're fun to learn. So like Moaning Myrtle's last name is Warren. I didn't know that before I read this book, and now I know that. So just as a huge Harry Potter fan and someone trying to teach my daughter that girls can do anything, I love this book. It's really fun.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. And now we're back to Erin.
Oh, man. I feel like, well, I'm just going to talk about a thriller and suspense novel and then contemporary fiction, so I wish they were as fun as that book. So the first title is Girl Gone Viral. It's by Arvind Amati. And he wrote, this is his second novel. He wrote Down and Across, which was contemporary fiction. Really interesting about this kid who met a girl who wrote crossword puzzles. So this one is a bit different. It's a thriller and suspense book. And it's it has a really interesting kind of catchy review, so I'm going to read a little bit of that. It says, the author of Down and Across pens an inventive and hauntingly timely story of a 17-year-old coder's catapult to stardom, reminiscent of The Social Network, with a Ready Player One twist, the perfect thriller for the virtual reality era. So I'm really looking forward to reading this. This is definitely like a takeoff from what he's written before. And then our second title that we're looking at right now is There's Something About Sweetie by Sandhya Menon. This is her third book. This is the second book in the When Dimple Met Rishi series. Mm-hmm. And this is about Sweetie Nair and Ashish Patel, who is the younger brother of Rishi. And it's a really great story. So Ashish kind of has this reputation as like a player and just dating all these girls, but he's never actually dated an Indian American girl. So he's really frustrated by his last breakup of this girl that he loved and his first love. And he agrees to let his parents set him up. Well, Sweetie Nair's parents don't want her to date because they think that she's too fat to date.
Oh yes. My gosh.
Yeah. So I was obsessed with this book. I really needed this book in high school. This is all about body positivity, and nice. Sweetie is an athlete. She's the fastest runner in her school and in the district. And Ashish is a basketball player, so they really gravitate toward each other about the love in sports, and they decide that they're going to date secretly, and things wrap up at the end very nicely, and it's a really feel-good book in the end, because she has these, like, frank talks with her mother, like, I'm happy with who I am, and I'm not going to change because other people are not okay with it. So it's really great. I love it. It's very body positive, and I think it's definitely needed for a lot of girls who are told that the image they have isn't what is expected of them, that they have to look a certain way.
Sounds great.
It's a great book.
I love a happy ending, and it sounds like it's not just romantically happy, it's sort of all around personal.
It is. It definitely is. And it's funny too, because Sandhya Menon, I was a little surprised but very happy that she wrote this. She is a normal sized person, but the fact that she, at such a time when fat phobia, it really is like a big issue, and you know, there's research that basically the people that are treated the worst are people who are fat in our community, and that's actually the highest, the microaggressions that people get are against people who weigh more than people are accepting of, so... Mm. So I'm really excited about this, and there's a lot of other books like this that I'm going to be buying for the teen section, especially about body image and body positivity, because I want my teens to know that we accept them absolutely how they are.
Cool. Yeah, and it sounds like you said earlier, if you're looking for more like that, check in with you, and you can always recommend some teen books if you're looking for books like that.
That's my favorite thing ever, is to find teens that love to read YA as much as YA fiction as much as I do, and I can give them so many good titles to read.
Awesome.
On to Megan.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you a few books that have been popular, will continue to be popular, that people are talking about. And if you want to read them, you should just come in, get on the holds list. And when you get that phone call or email that the book is ready for you, it will be a nice surprise. And you will be able to jump in on these conversations that have been going on for a while, because some of these books have been out for even a year or more.
You don't want to just wait and hope it's on a shelf someday.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. You get on the holds list and you will get that call, and it will be like a birthday surprise when it's not your birthday. Right.
When you get like one of those subscription boxes in the mail and you're like, what's in it? But like this time you know what's coming. It's a pleasant surprise to see that email pop up that's like, your hold is in.
Woohoo. So... don't wait. You should get on the holds list for a couple memoirs. One is Educated by Tara Westover. This book came out over a year ago. Everyone that I've talked to who has read it has really loved it. It's about a woman who grew up in sort of a survivalist family, never had formal schooling, but went on to attend college and teach. And it's just a really inspiring story. Harsh, but people that have read it have really enjoyed it, and it's just continued to be popular for over a year.
It kind of reminds me of Glass Castle a bit, by Jeanette Walls.
Yeah, yeah, and I liked that book. So pick it up. You can find it here. The next is Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. I believe it came out in November.
I loved this book. I truly did.
And from what I have heard, it is not a political book at all.
It is not. It's a memoir. It is very much the story of her life, and she happens to be married to a man who was president.
Mm.
Yes.
And she reads the audiobook, which I've also heard is very good. So if you prefer that format, that might be a good choice for you to get it in an audio format, because it has just continued to be super popular. Another one is Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens.
It was Reese's pick, right?
Yes.
Reese Witherspoon.
It was part of the Hello Sunshine book club. It was a debut novel by that author, Delia Owens. It follows a girl who grows up sort of alone in the marshes of North Carolina. And again, it's just continued to be popular. People really like it. And then I'm going to throw in one sort of sleeper hit here. This book came out more recently, but it came to my attention because people had placed holds on it. People wanted to get the audiobook, and I had never even really heard of it. And it's The Summer Cottage by Viola Shipman. And I believe it's this author's fourth or fifth book.
This is not a memoir?
It is not a memoir. It's sort of a family story, domestic fiction, maybe you'd call it. But it's set in Michigan.
Oh, nice.
It's a woman who inherits a home, wants to convert it to a bed and breakfast on the west side of the state. And the people that have read other books by Viola Shipman have really enjoyed it. And this book is starting to take off, especially in our community with the summer Michigan theme.
Basically about my dream life. Home on the west side of the state.
But there are problems in converting it.
Of course there are. I can just give you the hot tip.
Right.
Like, it's starting to gain traction, so get on the
holds
list now
before
it gets really long.
Fair enough.
So I think Amy's got one more.
I do. I have one more. So my last book is a mystery for kids. It is called, it's the first of a series, Greystone Secrets Number 1, The Strangers by Margaret Peterson Haddix. I am a big Haddix fan. I liked the Missing series. I read a lot of what she has written, and this book does not disappoint. It's the first of a series, like I said, and it asks the question, what makes you you? The Greystone kids think they know the answer to that until they randomly learn about three other children who have gone missing. Children who have the same first and middle names that they have, and children who share their birthdays. But before they can ask their mom about any of it, she takes off on an unexpected business trip, leaving the three kids, Chess, Emma, and Finn, in the care of Mrs. Morales. And so they decide they need to investigate these coincidences on their own, of course.
Sure.
And soon they start to find some clues that are pretty shocking, with secret codes and hidden rooms and all of the sort of mysterious, intriguing stuff that the fourth and fifth grade set really love. And all of it leaves them asking, who are we? Because we don't think we are who mom said we are.
Ooh.
So it's very fun, and I'm already ready for book two to come out.
Sure.
So. And I think we're going to Erin next.
Okay, so these are my final two. I'm going to squish them in. So Hope and Other Punchlines is by Julie Buxbaum, and she wrote Tell Me Three Things, which is the cutest little contemporary fiction novel from a few years back. This one is really interesting. It's definitely going to be probably pretty emotional. It's about this girl named Hope, who is very famous because her picture was taken when she was a baby during 9/11. Mm-hmm. So people spontaneously burst into tears when they see her, and she kind of wants to reinvent herself because she's well known for something that, you know, makes people sad. So I'm really looking forward to reading this. I think she goes off to a summer camp and just kind of creates her new identity so she can find out who she really is without all of this, you know, stigma and weight on her shoulders from this event that occurred.
Yeah.
And then the last one I want to tell you about is our second graphic novel in our Hot Reads teen list. It's called Laura Dean Keeps Breaking Up With Me. It's by Mariko Tamaki, who is amazing. If you've never read anything by Mariko Tamaki, please do so. She writes a lot of graphic novels, a lot. She won a Prince in 2015, She was nominated in 2015 for This One Summer, which is really great. And then this is about a girl, Frederica Riley, who's in love with Laura Dean. And Laura Dean is the most popular girl in high school, and she's charming and confident and so cute, but she is a terrible girlfriend. She is constantly seen, you know, kissing other girls and making out with other girls, and she keeps breaking up with Freddie, and Freddie's like, I don't know what to do, I'm so in love with her. And she gets advice from this kind of tarot reading gypsy woman who says, you have to break up with her. So she realizes that at a point that where she's missing out on her friends because she's dealing with this drama of this relationship. She's become a really terrible best friend, and she decides she has kind of like a come to moment, like, my friendship, especially my friendship with my best friend, is way more important than this girlfriend that's driving me crazy. Yeah. So it's really a cute graphic novel. It's actually more poignant than it sounds, because it sounds really fun and silly, but it's really beautiful and it's really drawn very beautifully.
It's such a hard lesson to learn that some people are just no good for you. So,
She's 17, she's a senior in high school, and she's just kind of like, you know, this is her first love, so... Yeah.
It reminds me of when I was 16 or 17 and I was desperately in love with this boy who wanted nothing to do with me. And my father looked at me and said, if you want him to ask you out, stop chasing him. And it made perfect. It didn't make sense then, but now it makes perfect sense. And my dad was right.
Well, we had just talked about Holds, and I want to throw out one more thing, because we're talking about a few books, but there are so many authors, favorite authors, that have books that are coming out this summer or early this fall. If you love David Baldacci, if you love James Patterson, if you love Louise Penny in the Inspector Gamache series, or even other types of books like Debbie McComber, Fern Michaels, Nora Roberts, all these authors put out books pretty regularly. And if you are a fan of these authors, it can be hard to keep up with when new books are coming out. Well, the good news is you don't have to. We'll do it for you.
How convenient.
I know. Through the Popular Materials department and at the Popular Materials desk, but the form is also online. You can choose some of your favorite authors. Now, this isn't available for all authors, but it's quite an extensive list where you can mark down that you love Patricia Cornwell or Michael Connelly or J.D. Robb or lots of other authors, and we will automatically place you on hold when their new book comes out. You can do this for both regular print or large print if you prefer that format, and you can choose for your pickup to be at Maine, North, or South. So this is a great service for residents of the Clinton and Macomb service area, where we will kind of do that dirty work for you. You don't have to put yourself on hold. We got it covered.
So convenient. And we like to make summer reading convenient too. So we have given you some great recommendations, I think, for all ages to get the ball rolling with summer reading. Remember, summer reading runs June 15th through August 17th. It's at all three CMPL locations. It runs through our Beanstack interface, and that can be found on our website. They even have an app, and it is even Alexa enabled now. So it's a very cool feature that they have just, you just have to enable the skill on your Alexa, and it will help you track your summer reading. You can just tell Alexa when you read and log for the whole family. It can even, she's sophisticated enough to switch readers. So
can I interject one thing?
You sure can.
I know we talked about Summer Slide at the beginning, but just one last thing of note to parents. Children who don't read over the summer, study after study has shown that they lose 3 months of learning from the previous school year, and reading 15 to 20 minutes a day combats that. So even if you don't do our summer reading program, which obviously you should and will, but encourage your children to read over the summer. It will greatly prepare them for the next school year.
Yes, and just remember, it doesn't matter what they read as long as they're reading. So our motto here for summer reading is read whatever you want, whenever you want. Just make sure it's within that 45-day, 50-day window that we have, and then you can get some cool prizes along the way. So this sort of concludes our summer recommendation and summer reading podcast. So we hope you have a fabulous month, and we will see you back here next month with some recommendations for some entertainment in the summer when you want to take a break from reading and you maybe want some music or some movies or some board games. But for right now, make sure you sign up for summer reading, and we will see you at the library.
See you at the library.
Bye-bye.